Well, we know a lot about farming. The farmers are so very important to us. Anywhere within the sound of my voice, which is pretty far with our 50,000 watts. We love our farmers. We know they've gone through a lot. They always have. Well, we have somebody who can relate to that because she grew up on a farm. And sadly, when her father died in a farming machinery accident, she had to be, like the rest of the family, pitching in, working on the farm even more than she did already. And she learned a lot about the government when she did that. And she has put her thoughts into a book called Not My First Rodeo, Lessons from the Heartland. It is a privilege, a pleasure to welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, Governor Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for visiting with me today. I sure appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure. We hear a lot of good things about you, and that's unusual because you have to make your way through the media, which is biased automatically against a Republican, and that's just a fact. And I think it's interesting because what you're doing here is following in a tradition that started a few years ago where people who have been urged to run for president or have been thinking about running for president kind of introduce themselves to us in a book. And frankly, that's the best way to really be heard and not be edited and not be misquoted. Of course, you're not going to be edited here on this program or edited or misquoted, but is that what's kind of in the back of your mind, Governor?
Well, I think a lot of people look at this book and think, boy, it's political. It's going to be a book all about politics, but it's really about my life lived so far, because I think most people in this country first heard my name a couple of years ago during COVID and thought, boy, I don't know who this lady is. She's brand new. Does she have any experience? What's her background? She's making some crazy decisions, shutting anything down in her state, not mandating anything. And people were learning a little bit more about my background, and I realized that some of what I had the benefit to experience growing up in the American West, on a ranch in South Dakota, leadership lessons that I experienced there, people might enjoy reading. And in order to understand some of the decisions that I make, understanding where I came from might be pretty helpful. And this definitely is not my first rodeo. I've run into other challenges in my life before, and I think they've made me the person that I am today.
Well, you had a father that taught you an awful lot before his untimely death. How old were you when Dad died?
I was 22 years old. I got married pretty young, got married when I was 20, and so I was still going to college, but I was also pregnant with my daughter. My husband and I were expecting, I was 8 months pregnant when my dad was killed. So at the time he died, he was 49 years old, and we were farming about 10,000 acres, a large cow-calf operation, a lot of different businesses, and I ended up taking over as a general manager, and it kind of turned our lives upside down.
I'm sure it did. One of the things, words to live by, that you've expressed, what matters is not how hard life is, but rather how hard you fight for what is right and how tall you stand against what is wrong. And you're following in the footsteps of your dad when you feel that way, and you're living that life that way.
Well, you know, one of the things he said all the time was, we don't complain about things, Kristi, we fix them. And, that was just the way I was raised. We didn't talk about politics ever, my whole life. We just lived them. It was in personal responsibility, taking care of ourselves, never asking the government to do something for us that they shouldn't be, really working together and trying to stay away from them, the government, imposing their way on us. So, growing up that way was pretty special. And I had parents that gave us impossible things to do. I mean, they constantly gave us things to do that were hard and challenging, that, raised us to be problem solvers, that I think gave us confidence to take on the next biggest thing. So a lot of those stories in this book are kind of fun and funny, things that you think as a parent, I would never have my child do that today. I mean, I think it's a good thing that we lived, but it also, is a pretty special way to grow up driving tractors when you're 7 years old and driving semis when you're 12, and all of that is very, very different than the life you live today.
Sure. Well, a lot of people can relate to that within the sound of our voices right now, with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and her book, Not My First Rodeo, Lessons from the Heartland. And you learned when you had to get more involved in running the farm operation after the loss of your father in a farm accident, that you learned just how much the government actually interferes with every aspect of life as a business owner.
Well, we got hit with death taxes right away. People asked me how I got involved in government and politics, and it was because Dad died within several months. Our whole life was turned upside down, but I got a letter in the mail from the IRS that said we owe death taxes. Mm. So at that time, and still today, there is a federal law that says you're taxed on everything that's an asset of someone who passes away. So not only was I trying to figure out how to keep these businesses going, I had a bunch of people working for me that didn't necessarily want to work for a 22-year-old girl. All of a sudden, I owed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to the federal government that I couldn't pay. Mm. And it made me angry. So that's when I got involved in government, as I started showing up at meetings and getting passionate about tax reform. And it took me 10 years to pay off those taxes, but it made me angry enough that I really cared about policy and decided, you can't complain about stuff. You got to fix it.
Just as Dad always said, and Mom too, Governor Noem, what do you think good government looks like?
Well, it's doing its job as intended by the Constitution. There's very, very limited powers given to the federal government that they should be doing. The vast majority of power is left to the people, and then beyond that, the state level is where those powers go. So that's completely out of whack these days, and I guess that's why I'm still involved. I want my kids and granddaughter to have just as many opportunities as I had growing up.
Well, good for you. And you talked about always looking ahead to the next biggest thing. And, I have to ask it again. Is the next biggest thing running for president of the United States?
Well, right now, the next biggest thing is making sure that I get a really good breakfast of bacon and eggs. And then after that, I'm going to run for re-election of governor of South Dakota.
All right. Touche. Okay. Touche.
Well, there's nothing wrong with bacon and eggs in the morning.
No, not at all. It's Governor Kristi Noem. Not My First Rodeo, Lessons from the Heartlands. Thank you, Governor. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. You have a wonderful day.